Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. Let me verify, and I really have to today. That's very sad. Tuesday, January 14th, 2025.
Yeah, hey, that's not too loud for you, is it, in your headphones?
No. Okay. I was over here going, yeah, crank it up.
Yeah.
I'm not too old. It's not too loud.
I got the old master control over here when it comes to the cans.
Ooh.
I could jack it up if I want to.
Jack it down. Know that.
Jack it up, jack it down.
Let me begin. Some House of Pain.
Turn them levels up.
Can you do this? Well, I know you can do it with the microphones. That's wild. You could like slowly make us think we're going deaf if you didn't just reveal that. Like each morning you start lowering it and we're like, man, I got it on 10 over here, and I can't hear crap.
You're
like,
I hear nothing.
Well, it's happening. I need Dr. Cochlear's implant. Cochlear.
Man,
it's cochlear. Thank you very much.
The only thing that we do not have that we need.
Wireless headphones?
Well, that too. I forgot about that. The harmonizer.
Oh, I miss that.
It was so. I mean, look, the one we have is outdated. They could get us a new one, but God, it was so much fun.
It was like one that, I'm not kidding you. For the harmonizer, what that was is Fat Boy on the board. We're giving y'all like slowly like all the business here. We're breaking kayfabe. But he could, it's like an app now or a Snapchat filter. You can change your voice to be like alien-like or robot-like or really deep. And then, or like, you're trying to be... The first reason we got it was to do anonymous prank calls, phone scams.
It's so good.
And then the more we mess with it...
It was a piece of hardware.
Yeah, but yeah, it was like the size of a VCR. And many of you don't even know what the hell that is.
That's sad.
Let's see.
God dang it.
Like two Xbox 360s sitting beside each other. Even that's dating me.
Yeah, Red Ring of Death. Shout out Fireball.
Anybody know what that means? Up, up, down, down? Anybody know? Anybody?
Down, forward, back, back,
edge. Is there anybody out there?
Holler if you hear me.
So this thing, why would that have been invented? Why was, because that, again, it was something like you would have seen in the 90s, I suppose. And this was like early 2000s. So I bet you it was used in the FBI.
Why else
would something like that, or some kind of undercover thing, why would that have been needed for, because it wasn't part of the recording industry, like something that, you know, a band would use.
No.
Maybe rappers today. I don't know what the hell the, what is it? Auto-tune. I guess that's just something the producer does.
Yeah, that seems like kind of cliche at this point, right? Like everybody uses the auto-tune.
Mm-hmm.
I think the best use of the harmonizer I ever heard was way back in the day when Bubba would pop it on when somebody didn't want to be, you know, They wanted to be anonymous?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. We wanted it for the same reason.
They give them that protection. I'm like, that's kind of cool.
And we had the devil voice, and that was so funny.
God, that was fun to mess with, too. Now I'm sure it's software. We can just dial up and just kind of put a mic through. I'm about to add, I'm really going to put the feelers out.
Yeah.
Now I know that, you know, budgets are tight. It's only the first quarter, fatty. Can't be asking for stuff.
He talks to you like that.
Oh, yeah.
He calls you fatty.
It's like a term of endearment.
I got witnesses.
Okay.
Yeah, fatty, step in here. I knew when you got that new studio, I'd never see you again.
Fatty. That's so mean.
Look, I don't think it is. How much of a bitch would I look like if I complained about that?
Oh, no. See, that's the problem. That's the problem. That's what they'll use in those videos. Like, man, I want to say something, but I feel like that would make me into a bigger pussy than I already am. Right now.
I could come into my office, fatty. That would hurt my feelings if he said that to me.
Yeah, because that's the thing. If you work in a, and I don't know how to word this, because like even non-corporate companies have like out-of-town HR managers. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of odd. But if they were in the building, like, all the time, right? You would have to assume, this is what I always assume if I tell a buddy something inside information about me, something, you know what I'm saying, like,
oh yeah,
not that it's of any big measure, but just like, hey, man, you know, this, that. I know, and it's okay. They're going to tell their wife. If it's something a little bit salacious or whatever, even if he says, well, I just wanted to get a lady's point of view on it. Oh. I know that. So if you go to HR, and HR, whether it's a he or a she, although I notice it's always women.
Yeah.
Because it's just got to be, the thing's about the opposite of that. You're a dude, and then you've got, because...
Are there dude HR managers?
I've never had one.
So, yes.
I've never had one.
They got to be a minority, I imagine.
Well, they could be any color of the rainbow.
It's a chick-dominated field.
So when you go to HR in the building, you have to start thinking, who do I see her go to happy hour with? Who do I see her or him posting vacation pictures with? Because then I'm assuming they're also...
I get nervous when it comes to the financial aspect of it. Is there a lot of HR people that know what everybody makes? And if they are certain friends with certain people, those people are going to know how much money you make.
You know, I hate that about this company, honestly.
I would just say in any company.
I hate that people come up to me and say, I can't believe what you make. And I just think it's rude.
Wow.
Somebody's... Well, think about being a ball player or something. Like, that's got to be...
Yeah, the fact that that's public. Except for NASCAR, which some reason is never revealed. I don't know how that's
you
not...
You know why.
It's not even leaked out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's big explanations for that. I'll say it off there.
Yeah.
Just because the home office is right up the road. It's nothing illegal or anything. It's just like...
It's just how the information.
Like a secret society, okay?
how it's protected is kind of amazing.
Well, they all, you know, with some they like, you know, hide the hand or they put the certain symbols up.
Yeah.
They all drive left.
All of them.
So if you see one do that, you know they're a member of it. Shut up! I hate the road course. It screws
like
up all those old jokes.
I hate watching. Jug, I know you won on a road course. That's one of your wins.
Is incredible. The other one's hard enough just because just holding your arms like that. Just picture this. Lay back comfortably if you can. If you're driving, don't do it. Especially if you're driving. But just put your arms in the air at about, see, that's 10-2. You're going to put it at, what is this, what about is that? 8-2?
Is that, that's like 10-4.
Good buddy. Is that it, really?
It looks like a 10-4.
So you've... In the air, there's not even all that pressure you have to hold of the steering wheel, but your arms are just in the air.
Yeah.
Hold them. Like, see how long, like, after seconds, you're like, good God, man.
Dude, when I see people ride the motorcycles with the ape hangers.
His arms should be bigger jugs.
I don't know how they do the ape hangers. They're up here.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, how does that? And like, then someone will tell you that's more comfortable.
When you get off of them, does it look like you're about to, like, fly away?
That's how you
like
walk.
You're walking around like a bat.
I say you walk everywhere. What's the tree that has his eyeballs in his hands? What, wasn't that a tree?
A tree with its eyeballs in its hand.
It's some kind of monster. Like, you remember his arms was up high and his eyeballs were in his hand?
No.
That's some monster.
That sounds like a lucid dream you had.
Yeah. Could have been Monsters, Inc., maybe. That's how you look like on the motorcycles.
Oh, yeah.
You just walk around arms. Like that. Somebody takes that in. What the hell is that thing called? It's a monster with his eyes in his hand.
I want to see if I can Google it.
Hands are way up high.
Somebody knows.
It's a tree? Why is it a tree, then?
Oh, I was thinking it was a tree at first because I was thinking of the McDonald's tree.
Oh, that thing was awesome.
But I think it's a monster. Yeah, it really was.
This thing just looked trippy.
It was in Berea somewhere. Somebody had that tree, like, sitting in their backyard.
No, there's an antique. I don't know if you want to call it an antique shop. There's, like, one of those.
Sans Souci, maybe. More so.
No, it's Berea. Like, it's very near the Silver Fox.
Near the old Beacus.
Yeah, and they sell, like, I don't know the word to describe it. Like, odd, cool, out-of-the-way stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This old signs. Like, stuff American pickers would get an erection about.
I was about to say, that's where they should have recommended they go.
Right. Man, that's
they're looking for places.
Talking and then also Googling. Boy, you'd start Googling what you were talking. Oh, this is crazy. I don't know penis. What this is about.
Naked man.
Something. Did you watch Bonsai? That's what it says. I don't know. What
the hell? I feel like you were looking at Lowe's nursery.
Dun, 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 dun.
Man, Home Depot. I want to tell you something, but I feel like we don't have time to get into it, really.
Oh.
I'll tell you anyway.
Is it good or bad?
Well, it's good. Okay. You know, it's one of these do-it-yourself type ventures.
Yeah.
So I got to play mechanic this week. I'm going to take an alternator out of a car.
Good Lord.
That's a lot of work.
Please be honest. And you can text us because it's the same number now.
I don't know how to do that, if you're asking.
No.
Please don't have them do that.
My question is, when you go get it tested, well, I'll say this first. I went and had my battery tested at a parts store, and the guy took it to the back, and then he said, test good, is charging good. I said, okay, it's not the battery. So, like, do you guys lie about that stuff a lot if you work at a parts store? Are you going to test it in front of me and show me if it's working or not? Because I don't want to buy a $300 part if it's not going to fix it. But I don't like the fact that the guy took it in the back and tested it and then just told me it was okay.
Huh.
All I know is I was with Thermo Marine and my car. I was one of those
John Cena.
One of those people that stopped all traffic because my car stopped.
Oh, no.
Going on, you know, onto Haywood Road, that pass.
God, I fear that. I really do.
I was that person.
Fear that?
Yeah, that you're in traffic and your car's just going to stop.
Yeah.
You're the first car.
Everybody's going to just look at you as they drive by real
slow. I was that person. So that person, the Marine, who I love dearly, got out of his car and hit my alternator and it started. He tapped it with something.
Oh, I think you punched
so,
it.
So I'm telling you, if it doesn't work, you could hit it and start it.
I'm pretty sure.
That sounds like the worst.
Sounds ghetto. Like, I don't really want to do it that way.
I'm just telling you, if you get stuck.
I hate being that first car, and then you're like, oh, no, it stops working, and then people are flipping you off. I'm getting dirty mooned on this side, birds on this side.
It's like, you ruined my life, you dumb blank. Get your car out of the way.
I've heard of people doing that with a starter, like they'll tap it, but I'm pretty sure this.
My grandma had a TV that lasted like 5 extra years because she just go and kick the side of it. And granted, that was one of them big old wooden cabinet style ones. She
hit it with a hammer.
She'd give it like a little soccer Pele kick to it.
She should have got you to go do it. Go over there and punch it so she wouldn't have to get up.
She talked nothing like my mom. Although it was her mother, but
oh.
There was
get your ass up there and hit that TV ball. Yeah.
If your mother ever said that, oh my gosh!
I know.
You better get your ass up.
My grandmother was Bernice Mack. That's her name.
Okay. You better get your ass up and hit that TV little boy. I'm tired of playing a little child now.
Never mind, I gave you the wrong advice. P1 Foggy Bong says
who?
Foggy Bong said it's your alternator, dumbass. It's not your starter.
Yeah, no, like,
why you gotta call him a dumbass? Though,
that's
Foggy?
What he called me.
Yeah. Oh, well, I agree with that. Why? Why? That is such a weird thing. And then on the opposite of that, and God, it's. I have to watch what I say. None of them would be offended, but I just have to watch my words. Like, can I be like honest? And I know it's biased. And can I say that? Like, really? Like, what I, and this is sad, but when I see I'm not saying it.
Come on.
I can't. Take us off for a second. I'll tell.
Wait, hang on. Let me get
you.
I was gonna make this a hotkey. Hang on.
Okay. Because, like, that's one of my resolutions / promises is to be more honest, but not to the point where I'm going to lose my job. And not that I think I would. This isn't anything as a major offense. I just got to make sure I'm wording it right. Okay. Okay. Okay, good. Because they both agreed with me. It's just that weird thing that when you see a female who's really good at working on cars, I assume... She is loves that of a woman.
I do too, to be honest with you.
Okay.
It just seems like a real masculine profession.
That do, and you know what? And let me equal that out for you. I feel like a puss because I can't work on cars. So we're
It's obviously I cannot.
I couldn't.
Why are you saying that like Forrest Gump?
I couldn't tell you where some of the stuff in the car is.
Me neither. So feel good about that.
And I'm definitely going to have to rely on YouTube to, you know, swap it out.
Well, sometimes that's a bad idea.
All times with me. Again, I had a battery, couldn't figure out how to get it out. I called a notable NASCAR driver friend to come over. He also couldn't figure it out. Because it was a new vehicle, and they were had these clamps over the top that screwed in 8 different ways. Like, I don't know how to get this. He called his pit crew out there. 3 of them.
Oh, God.
Coming to my house.
I wish I had a pit crew.
I got a quote just to see, you know, just curious. But I usually like to do it myself if I can.
Yeah.
$1,000 is what
Jesus.
I was quoting.
Parts Are you
and
serious?
Labor. Yeah, parts and labor.
That's how much my serpentine belt was.
What?
$1,000?
Yeah.
God almighty. If you're a mechanic, like, I guess big ups to you because these days you're raking in the big money.
These days nobody
off.
Knows what big ups mean.
I know.
That sounds kinky.
God, we should do that like an undercover mechanic tell-all interview.
AC compressor parts and labor got quoted $1,500 for a different car. I'm like, what is going on? The part I think itself is like $400.
Well, you got to think what oil changes used to cost versus what they cost now. Like, the inflation got everything real bad, but that sounds...
You know what he told me when he quoted me that? He said, take me about a half hour to do it. I'm like, what?
Oh, my God.
So what are you charging me for?
Can
Labor,
you just Google,
$700.
Like, hey, what should this run? Like, isn't there just Google or just...
Yeah, I mean, like, I kind of put it out there, but they're like, look, there's a mechanic shortage.
You're trying to get it for free right now is what you're doing.
No, like, there's a traveling mechanic, too, that's even hard to book.
I'm going to be in your neck of the woods. Is your car screwed up? Holler at your boy. Big ups to Fat Boy for
Big
the free
ups.
Plug.
Big ups. Be honest with you. I don't have much going on in the afternoon, so I don't mind doing it. But I just want to make sure it's tested right when I take it to the place. Don't, you know, say, oh,
but wouldn't
this
he,
is good.
If he was BSing you, he would have tried to sold you a battery, too.
I
think. Although the upsell is the big dog.
I'm kind of likening it to the fact that if I go to a car parts store, does everybody there know kind of generally what they're doing or what they're talking about?
Oh, that's a good because remember the time the girl who called and said she quit after one day because she was hired to do taxes at a big brand accounting place, and she had no clue what she was doing. She had no clue. She quit.
Well,
she's like,
I hope so.
I didn't know what I was doing, and I didn't want to.
You can't do taxes if you don't have a clue.
She thought she was going to be audited for screwing up other people's taxes. She's like, I just quit after one day, but she was hired.
She was.
Lord God.
Somebody must wanted to hook up with her.
God. All right. We'll wrap this up real quick. And tell you that, I've already told you today's Tuesday, so I'm already ahead of myself.
Okay. Done told you.
Got the day right.
Thank God. Feel free to text and call us. Same number now if you missed it yesterday. 1-800-774-0093. if you're like me, I didn't know you could text a 1-800 number until yesterday. TLCMotors.com providing that. So same number, you want to lay back and just text in, use that number. You want to call in, be a man about it, or a woman, or whatever. You know what I'm saying. Same number, 1-800-774-0093. Paige, what is up in the plex?
Oh, boy, do we have a story for you. A Florida man, 53-year-old Florida man, got arrested after his girlfriend caught him trying to have sex with a 24-year-old. A 24-year-old animal.
What?
Oh.
I'll tell you which animal it was next. Well, you guys headline.
Either way, it's bad. I was like, in their years or ours?
Yes.
Because in their years, it could be like 164 years old, and that's really gross.
Yeah, it could be like
But either way, it's gross. Depending on what kind of animal it was. Oh, God. Text in what kind of animal you think it was. Because it's going to be something way out of the way crazy.
This is kind of... Well, this is interesting and sick. It's a good combination of both.
Tell me what's your show about? Well, it's interesting and sick. Good morning, everybody.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
Rise Guys Morning.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Morning show. Guys, morning show.
I love the Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. I don't want to pussyfoot around. I just want to get to the meat of the story.
It's her gamer tag.
Yeah.
It is. It is. She was born that way. Leave her alone. Her family's like, you could be a star in the carnival circuit. She's like, no. I want to be a broadcaster.
All right. Well, this man in Florida, he was caught having sex with a 24-year-old. He's 53 years of age, and his girlfriend caught him doing this, having a sex with an animal.
Having a sex.
Well, I gotta get
some. Oh news. Man. God, this is. And it's weird that we. It makes sense.
Oh, that
It's like, just like, I remember finding out that we're one of few countries in the world that does not eat horse meat. And I remember just being like, oh my God. But it's the conditioning. Yeah. It's the...
It's got to be tough. Like a W House steak.
You know, like they'll say like, you know, the satanic people or blah, blah, blah. You know, they'll do all these awful things. They'll drink blood. They'll... underage, all this stuff.
Wear black
but
pants.
I've never heard them say about any satanic people they have sex with animals.
I've not heard that either.
Who does?
I don't know.
Like, what's the generalization we can make about these people other than that's just weird? What is that? I'll ask my therapist. Not that I'll say, I'm asking for a friend. His name's Jeremy.
Woman, she knows that trick.
Was so shocked that she recorded a portion of this incident on her cell phone and provided the video and gave it to authorities.
Was it a pet?
Oh, yeah. So this happened in Polk County, Florida. And this guy, his name is Donald Calloway.
Donnie.
And after he tried to have sex with a horse's nose.
What?
Oh, hey.
I don't know why that's worse. I mean,
you know what?
I don't know that it is.
No, it even gets worse.
Oh, God.
Should I go on? Okay, have you had enough?
That's the only thing comparable to.
Shut up,
look,
man.
If he goes the normal route, I don't think he's got anything for the horse. Plus, who wants to get kicked?
As a horseman, I will tell you that. I can't.
There's a reason why it works better the other way around.
Okay, yeah, but I'll give you more about the horse.
But they always have a runny nose, and maybe that's why.
This is a mare.
They always do. A mare.
Her name is Raven. As we said, she's 24 years of age.
At least it wasn't a stud.
She's a black in color American quarter horse.
It'd be weird if her name was Raven and she wasn't black. Wait a minute. That's not, you know what I mean.
Well, I mean, that's a bird. I get it.
Yeah, okay.
Okay,
thank
so
you.
This happened the day after Christmas. So they just shared the details now, and the girlfriend turned him in, and she called the cops after she found him standing next to the horse.
God, was it Horace Ripken Jr.?
It might have been.
It was Horace Ripken Jr.
That's not.
Oh, God.
She said he had his junk near the horse's head, and it's obvious what he was trying to do, and she also got this all on video, and Donald eventually admitted to the whole thing, and he told police that he hadn't gotten lucky in probably 2 months and described it as a sexually frustrated moment. He also called it a dumb decision.
No, really.
The two horses standing beside each other, and the one's just looking at me. He's like, I think there's a dong beside your head, right? Don't look. It's like, oh my God, it is.
Oh, Lord. Wilbur.
Oh, is that a goober?
Oh, Lord.
People.
Oh, man. There's an ass in your
people.
Face, too. You're not going to get me again, donkey.
That was the joke they say to each other. There's an ass in your face. There's a donkey.
Donkey dog. It's a totally different thing.
How do you... The horse is going to maneuver around.
I wonder why they bite and kick.
It's got to be a tiny horse, or he was up on a ladder.
Tiny horse.
Or he was a globetrotter. Something.
Let me see.
I mean,
I can't go anymore.
My horses come up to about my head. Did.
Uh-huh.
Because, I mean, I instantly thought of this picture that I thought was going to take forever to pose up with animals. And I wanted to have each of them standing beside me in kind of a pose thing. And horses get it. They're like, all right.
I know. They'll
pose
model
for
you.
You big dummy.
What if the horse is like messing with him, gets a little like, I'm going to show him. He thinks he's going to get my nose.
Raven,
I'm going to get him back.
Raven's like, I'm gonna get him back.
Sticks his tongue out.
Don't want to be graphic, but where the horse's nose is, picture that. Now, the underhanging is right by them big old chopper teeth.
That's what
there.
I'm saying.
I know, man.
He might mess with you. I'm going to get him. I'm going to get him real good.
Bull, like, mess with your balls.
What if they're like, you know, two dudes out there in his nose? Is the horse doing the womp womps?
No, no. No.
How's it going to breathe? Yeah, to breathe through his mouth, right?
But oh, God. Like, is there a parallel universe where that's just acceptable?
No.
I can't see.
I think
it.
There are some countries where it's acceptable. Some of the videos that some of these places produce, content-wise, I mean, hello, we've heard about donkey shows forever.
Yeah.
It really is a thing.
God. But is that, are we just, I know that it's wrong. I can't imagine any mindset where it would ever be right. If loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right.
Do you want to see his
but
face?
Is it a mental incapacity?
Yes,
I've seen his picture. Absolutely, it is. I mean, you can't say I was. Well, I know some of you can say, "Oh man, you can't say that, Matt. You should seen some of these men and women I've had sex with after being drinking." Was he drunk? Did you say or drugged or anything?
No, he just
Good.
Said
See,
that.
See, that's a mental illness. It absolutely is, and that's.
He hadn't had sex in probably 2 months.
Oh, God. Well, I should be making love to a bus right now. Keep your tailpipe away from me. Get these kids to school. Oh, that's even worse.
Stop. Really is. Please don't ever do that. Well, do it. Then I'll have something to, you know.
Some of these horses have huge nostrils.
No, now he's turned on, weirdo.
No, geez, man.
Some of them are.
Yikes.
Poor Raven. I think she needs therapy.
Oh.
Equine.
What
therapy.
About me? What about Raven?
Oh, boy, I'm sorry about that, honestly.
God, that poor horse is. Oh, man.
Poor horse.
I mean,
I'm trying to find the guy's picture.
Poor horse. I mean, that could, like, probably deviate the horse's septum.
I don't know if you can see it.
Oh, is he a bald guy, kind of?
No.
He looks like a member of. I'm not going to say what band.
God, he looks like a horse.
Let's see.
Look at him. He looks like a horse.
Oh, okay. I didn't see how long his hair was. He does have a mane on him.
Yeah, he kind of does.
Maybe he thought they were, you know, kind of.
Such kind a nice like, mane, yeah. Going to call him Gucci. Remember that line?
I'm so glad that his girlfriend really stepped up.
Gucci gang, Gucci gang.
Had him arrested.
It's amazing. The horse took it.
I know. Just sitting. What's that say about the horse?
Might have, man, thank the you horses. So much. I've had this ingrown hair in my nose I could not get to because, you know, I don't have arms. And I appreciate that.
Well, I could use a nasal spray and, well, I got no opposable thumbs.
That's so...
Sickening. Sorry.
Very sickening.
Oh.
Very sickening. I'm glad we started off the show with that one.
Is it better that...
thank you.
It's an animal that's bigger physically than the person?
No, it's not.
Like, if it were...
It's dominance either way, I think, because...
If it were a mini donkey, I'd be a little more upset. Or like a small horse.
Yeah, well, I mean, either way, you're saying in a defense mechanism.
I guess. Like the horse could have easily trampled the guy, you know, bit his apple bag, as you said earlier.
Yeah.
But if it were a smaller animal.
Yam bag.
I feel like it wouldn't be, like, the animal would have no chance.
Especially if it was like a little baby lamb.
Yeah.
Oh, the.
Like, that'd be awful. I mean, like, just born. But I mean, like, even a goat or anything. Like, even a smaller goat.
I would even feel. And I, you know what? I've heard tale of it. I've not seen it. But I think it was in a movie where a guy made love to a fish's mouth. And that.
I'm sorry.
I know.
That's just horrible.
Was it the fish from Bad Grandpa, by chance?
I don't know.
That's just so bad.
Look, Google that if you don't know about the
I really
Bad
do
Grandpa
apologize.
Fish.
All right, well, I'm paging those Your Ice Guys headlines.
No, he was not wearing a Tennessee hat. I see your text. That's ridiculous.
We got us some fish.
Oh, my God.
I want to say on the text, people were saying Crumb was the name of the monster I was thinking of.
From what was the franchise?
I forgot the show, but it was K-R-U-M-M. It was like a Nickelodeon show, maybe? And it was a random text. It said Dick Bill Platypus, so we appreciate it.
I wonder if that's a misspelling or if that's like a bootleg Pokemon. Dude, it's got a rare. Hold on. Let me pull it down real slow. Dude, we got it. We got the Dick Bill Platypus.
We got it.
We got it in the Metazoo.
I wanted the Snorlax, but that's cool.
Thank you, Paige. That was disgusting yet funny. Yeah, not funny. I can't say it's funny.
I mean, I
want to say it's funny.
Is the horse okay?
The horse is going to live.
I feel like that wouldn't have hurt
his nose
the horse
is stopped
much.
Up, but he's great.
Raven needs therapy.
Of course. So does he.
Probably needs a good, you know, smelling salts.
He would have let the horse, they ought to tie him down and let the horse have its way with him.
Oh, God.
Unless it's a girl horse, and that's just weird. Was it a girl horse or
yes,
boy?
It was okay. A
it was.
Okay.
So I in fact, if you would have went the routine route, that might not have worked out.
Is that like Old Testament, like eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth? Like the horse gets to have his nose then?
I think so.
Oh, my God.
It would have
okay.
felt like throwing a Vienna sausage in the Grand Canyon. So I guess he worked his way toward the face.
Speaking of Vieners, Fat Boy, what is up in sports?
NFL fans do not learn their lesson. We got a guy who was probably going to lose his job. We'll tell you who it is. Well, I'm not going to tell you who it is. Because I got that personal rule. I don't like doing that. We'll tell you what happened. And it's,
you don't like hearing a rumor about someone losing their job, and you don't like to spread the rumor?
I don't like putting the name out there because I feel like you're going, this is two different territories.
Uh-oh.
But in this situation, I'm kind of conflicted. I don't know if I would have done, well, I'll tell you what I would have done, but we'll tell you what this guy didn't do.
Oh.
He snorted.
That's too much.
That's so
Here's what I would do. Here's what this guy didn't do. But what would you do? Hi, I'm John Quinones.
What if the horse snorted? That guy could have been, you know,
blown across the yard or shot across the yard, let's say. All right, good morning.
For all things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
The RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
On this day in sports history, way back in. Where the hell did it go? I had a different one I was going to do. We'll do this one, though. 1968, 57 years ago. The Green Bay Packers, bunch of fat Packers. They had some skinny Packers and some fat Packers. Big Packers and little Packers.
They started off as meat Packers.
They were.
They never were in the candy industry as much as you want to make that joke.
They really didn't.
Plus, 52 years ago, 1973.
Who did Packers beat?
In Super Bowl II, the Raiders.
Oh.
33-14. Bart Starr was the MVP. Tickets were $12. The Dolphins beat the Skins 14-7 in Super Bowl VII, the 72 Dolphins, to put their perfect record in place. 07 Patriots would have done it, but the one game they lost was the most important one, the Super Bowl to Eli.
God, I remember everything about that game. I remember where I was watching it, all that. I didn't drink any that night.
We thought we were going to see history.
Yeah.
Also, if you care, your romantics out there who are also sports fans, 71 years ago in 1954, Marilyn Monroe married her second husband, this New York Yankee.
Oh, yeah.
WTF is his name.
Joseph DiMaggio.
What some people would say, Mickey Mantle's mortal enemy, but see many of photos of the DiMaggio, Mantle, Whitey Ford, all hanging out.
His mortal enemy was the sprinklers in the outfield.
Yeah, they really were.
Which is just insane to even think that was a thing. Hey, guys, did you make sure those big pieces of metal? I mean, think 50s metal that popped up out of the ground to sprinkle. Jesus Christ.
Did you get Joe when he comes to the outfield? Man, that sprinkler just pop up in my right ankle.
Mickey, him. Are you running beer through the sprinklers again?
That might be, man. If you see me lying down with my mouth on the sprinkler, my beer coming out.
Did they not throw up?
I don't think Joe partied the way the rest of them did, nor did Yogi Berra. But he and Whitey and Billy Martin, God bless.
You seen the Arizona Yogi? God almighty.
Have you seen that on Pepitone?
Pepitone.
Well, this happened at the Eagles and the Packers game. This is way up in the stands.
Uh-oh.
God, this is something to get into. The short of it, the two Packers fans, soon-to-be married couple, man and a woman, and the guy behind them starts calling the female names.
Is that Lambeau?
No, it was at Lincoln Financial.
Oh, okay.
He calls the female, the guy's fiance, and the guy's recording video the whole time. An ugly, dumb C word.
Uh-uh.
And the guy says, look, you know, don't call her that.
Why would he just sit there and video it?
I don't know. See, that's odd. Why would
I hadn't heard the phone at that point. I was like, here, watch this.
Well, here's the thing. The guy took to X, tons of interaction. And the majority of comments from guys on there are, why didn't you do anything? You're going to let him talk to your girl like that?
Really?
Now, the guy says, well, there are some guys that say, you did the right thing, but, I mean, come on. The guy says, look, I'm in enemy territory. The guy had two people with him. I'm outnumbered by the whole stands. I probably would have got jumped. And I was thinking at that point, I was like, you might take an ass whipping, but you got to do something.
Yes.
And then when I thought about it, I'm like, you know what? I would have followed the guy out to when there were less people in more room and probably tried to kill him.
Sucker punched him.
I told him, I said, look, I'm following you out of here.
Yeah.
We're going to, you know, this ain't done. Well, he went the diplomatic route, attacked him on X, and it spread like wildfire. People found out who the guy was, pulled up his LinkedIn, where he worked.
Oh, wow.
The company he works for issued a statement saying they're aware of the situation. The Eagles said they're aware of the situation. So maybe that's the thing to do now. That's how you get these people.
But, well,
we saw the Ravens fan who started fighting Washington fans.
Yeah.
Earlier in the season. They found out who that guy was and where he worked. And he was fired.
You know, on one hand, that's good because it keeps people from just thinking they're above the law and, you know, all that kind of crap. But then again, like, it's very biased because, you know, if someone says something about something that most people in the world would not care about, but you understand what I'm saying? Like, something very minute to some might be huge to others, and you say it, and then that group bands together on the net and decide they're coming for blood.
Man, we got to go.
It was a Rambo movie, I think.
I think it was.
That's First Blood.
I think it was from, not for.
He was the First Blood, Rambo. Who knew? Who was the first Crip? Do we know that?
It was Tookie Williams, right?
Tookie.
He
played for the Braves.
We got to go, but you want to keep, like, I feel like there's a lot more meat on this bone.
Talk about how dangerous it is going to sporting events.
How does this?
It's not only expensive. you might end up fighting 12 guys at once.
I think it ties into the whole work environment. Where does that extend to? Plus, I saw something else work-related-wise. We can kind of marry the two together.
Yeah.
Like, how far does that go?
Well, it all goes back to what we've always said continually for years is people say, can you say this on the radio? There's no rule book. It's called community standard guidelines.
Yeah.
That's why, and it's not with any kind of bad misdemeanor that's not even the right thing to say, but I'm not being a dick by saying this, but like people like Stern and O&A and them, they had more leniency because they're in the North versus the Bible Belt here. So it's not a,
they really did.
It's not that it's not an even playing field, but it's community standards. But I dare say the whole community is okay with the S word now. When do we go back and bring that? When do we bring that back up to the They keep going to Roe versus Wade every 10 years now. Let's bring up the S word.
Who do we bring
up? Where are we standing
to?
On this, guys?
They'll rule on the TikTok ban immediately. You know, they'll push that to the top of the docket. But.
Right. But not looking up like, you know what? We all say it. Where's this sanctity at? Like, especially at work. Work's one of the most frustrating places you might go to. Right? You might be all day. You ought to be able to be allowed to cuss every once in a while.
But do you escape work? That's like a bigger conversation here, too. How far out does that go? How does that extend?
Like, could this guy could lose his job at work because, well, that yes, that's I know that.
I imagine sense. He's going to.
For sure. Wow.
Because okay. They've already threatened the company as a whole thing.
Text in or call. I'm curious about that. Like, do you get in trouble for cussing at work? That's an interesting thing. If
yeah,
you're the
really
boss,
is.
Do you care?
Because
your bias or your faith or what have you shouldn't overshadow their freedom too, unless you own the place.
But if you do care, why? Why do you care?
But it's you can't get anybody to explain it. Even Wikipedia argues why the F word is bad. I mean, truly, they do. All right.
Well, besides begging for money.
Oh, God, I know. I was like, sorry, I donated to the puppies. You didn't get none. McLaughlin got me. 1-800-774-0093. You can use that to text or call the TLCMotors.com text line. 1-800-774-0093. Good move.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys. They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.